You're listening to Tucson Business Radio X. And now with Josh Gruber, here's Weeding Out Business, a program that tells it like it is. If you want to be successful on Business Radio X, here's Josh.
Good afternoon. Josh Gruber here, Poppy Art Solutions, your host for Weeding Out Business. It's Thursday, April 4th, April Fool's Week. We've had a busy week. We have a cool guest in the show today named Robert Zunica. He's the franchise owner of Mosquito Squad. Thanks for coming, Robert.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. I think you are the first visitor on the show that is a pest control.
Perfect.
You know, just like us, right? So the good thing about you and I is we're not competitors, really. We can help each other out. And, you know, we both have really awesome company names. So that's cool. I came up with mine on my own. You know, I get it. You started on a little, you know, something that had already begun, but it's a catchy name, Mosquito Squad.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
I just found out that you're from Tucson. I'm also from Tucson. I was born on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
Oh, okay.
In 87. So I guess they closed it a few years later, and there's not many of me existing, you know. People born there.
Yeah. You know, I was actually born on an Air Force base too.
Really?
I was born on at Luke Air Force Base in Glendale, and then nice. Shortly after moved to Tucson.
That's cool. My wife was born on an Air Force Base too in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's, you know, funny similarities, right? Yeah. How often do you meet somebody that's born on Air Force Base? You know?
Almost never.
So yeah, so you and I, both from Tucson, in the pest control field. I think we're, you know, we don't really know each other that much. I remember seeing you at a Spray Tech, you know, a seminar last year, and had seen the trucks around town, and, you know, didn't really think much of it at the time because I was still in the golf course business. But I think it's a really cool service. But obviously people are wondering, well, how often do I need mosquito service? And I think that's kind of just your in to the plethora of services you offer, right?
Absolutely.
What is the bread and butter customer look like for you, Robert?
So the bread and butter customer is going to be someone that can no longer enjoy their backyard. You know, they go in their backyard and they get swarmed by mosquitoes. You know, they get the itchy mosquito bites and they can't enjoy the yard that they've probably spent a lot of money on to right. enjoy. You know, so at that time, usually the customers will try to resolve the problem themselves. And then when it comes to a point where they can't get it under control, that's usually when they'll call us.
Right. Do you feel that you get a pretty good Google search, like, you know, your SEO is good? Obviously, it's a national company, so I guess there's some SEO being done corporately, but do you get a lot of leads from people on the internet?
Yeah, you know, specifically because in this area here, there's not very many pest control companies that will treat for mosquitoes.
Right.
You know, and there's many different reasons. They're much harder to control than crawling insects, and they may not have the specialization, whether it be training or the gear that's necessary to effectively control the mosquitoes. So when someone goes online and they search for how do I get rid of mosquitoes or what can I do with mosquitoes, you know, that's where the SEO is going to come into play.
Right.
And, you know, they'll kind of be directed towards us, since we are, for the most part, the only company that specializes in mosquitoes.
So have you, like, built any relationships with other companies, like pest control companies, that will relay those leads to you?
Right now, I haven't done much reaching out to other companies. This is only my second year, so that is something that I definitely know that I will be doing here in the near future. You know, building those relationships that we can assist and help each other out.
Yeah, you know, I've really tried my best to, you know, pest control guys, and see them at a red light, I'll just stop, roll my window down, and like give them five business cards. And I feel bad because a lot of times people need their weeds gone more than they need their bugs gone.
Yep.
Right. So there's probably about a handful of guys in town where I get jobs. Like today, for example, we got a lead from somebody, and I honestly can't remember who he is. But I want to say thanks. I just don't remember who he is. He's a bug guy. And it was probably one of my first couple months where I was just like, I need to tell every single bug person in town to tell people about me.
Yep.
Unless their truck says bugs and weeds. And then I also want to meet them because I could probably get them products cheaper.
Yep.
You know, that's one of the cool, I guess, little areas of business that I have that maybe another landscaper doesn't have. I have buddies and friends that like have partnerships and ownership of manufacturing companies, right, to get the products at really cheap.
Yep.
So, you know, we've built friendships with a few landscapers in town that, you know, they'll call me for, you know, their products or whatever it is they need. Or if they don't want them, if they don't buy them, at least they'll ask me the price. And if I don't sell it to them, at least they know.
Exactly.
You know, and then next time when, you know, Ewing or Home Depot, right, throwing out those corporate names, when they're all sold out because everybody's getting it, they'll probably call me.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm curious, you know, obviously I'm from an agriculture field, golf courses, you know, kind of just, it always kind of interests me, like the business side of it. Like, where do you get your products from? How do you choose which products to buy? Did Mosquito Squad provide you with a list of things that they want to use?
Yeah, because we are a franchise, we get all of our products through corporate.
Okay.
You know, so anytime we need any gear or products, we go through our corporate website. And, you know, same thing, kind of similar to what you were saying, is they've negotiated on behalf of all franchisees because we have greater buying power, because there's now, I want to say, over 260 locations nationwide.
Right.
And so all of those locations are going to one spot, one manufacturer, one, you know, and collectively we're purchasing a lot of products.
So they're willing to give you good prices.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
I don't want to know all your business, but is the price ratio is a good margin?
Yes.
Based on like what it costs to fill a tank and then how much you make per tank?
Yes.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the first things I thought about, was if I'm going to buy a 100-gallon tank, you know, how much does it cost to fill the tank? How much can we possibly make from spraying it? And how do you pay somebody less than 30% to do that?
Yep.
And it'll still be a good income, right? Not saying that it's 30% is bad, but let's face it here, we're making money, trying to. And we've been able to, with the relationships that I've had from the golf business, that's where I met all these people who sell the products to me. I just kind of have that little bit of an in, I guess you could say, and am able to, you know, reap the rewards,
yep,
right? And still offer the service to the end customer at a very, you know, relative rate as our competitors.
Yes.
But I might be getting it for a little bit less at the end, in the beginning of the show, right? So let's back up a little bit. You know, sometimes I get all excited. I get, you know, you're a bug guy, I'm a weed guy. So you're from Tucson.
From Tucson,
but
yes.
You weren't born in Tucson, but you were raised in Tucson. Tell us about where you grew up and stuff.
Yep. So, like I said, I was born at Luke Air Force Base, and then shortly after, moved back to Tucson. My dad was in the Air Force, and shortly after I was born, retired, and been here ever since.
Right. Okay. So, what high school did you go to?
I went to Immaculate Heart High School.
Okay.
So, not very many people have heard of it. Not very many people know about
that. I've heard
school.
Of it. Where is it at?
It's on the north side, like Ina and McGee area.
Okay. Yeah. I have heard of that school.
Yep. I had a graduating class of 21.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did they have a golf team?
They did not.
I think they probably do now.
I think they should. Did. They've expanded.
They have at least 35 graduates this year.
Yeah.
No, probably in the hundreds, I would imagine, right? It's pretty big.
I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've been back there.
Is it Catholic school?
Yes.
Okay, right on. Cool, man. So you'd asked me before, right, how long have we been doing this? We've started the show about almost, 9 or 10 months ago, and pretty much with the thought of, you know, bring people in here that can bring me business,
yep,
but also make them look good while they're here. You know,
I appreciate that.
So I always ask everybody on here, and a lot of the answers are pretty much the same because there's no way around hard work. What do you think the best thing that you've done last year, you know, was in an effort to grow your business? What did you do?
You know, I think ultimately it comes down to customer service. You know, you do what's right for the customer, and they're going to give you referrals.
Right.
So I think doing right by the customer and giving the best possible service that we can, in turn causes those customers to tell their friends who tell their friends.
Right.
And most of our business comes from referrals.
Yep. That's I think anybody will say it's probably the best place for the business to come.
Yep.
A buddy of mine is a realtor in town. I'll have to introduce you to him because he'll probably need your services, and why not? His name's Tyler Lopez. You know, he is a coach of mine, and he always is, you know, telling me to find a whale, right? A whale, a referral. What is a whale? A whale is somebody that brings you 10 leads per year, right? And so if you can find one whale a week, that's 52 whales feeding you jobs.
Yep.
All you have to do is take care of them, you know? And so little by little, you know, we've been, you know, creating these relationships with these people who, you know, at the beginning, you never know what they're going to be, right? They could just be a one-time service. So it's important to treat them right. But, you know, we have probably about 15 to 20 people who, you know, really come through for us. And we hear, you know, and I ask, hey, how did you hear about us? They're like, this person. It's amazing, right? So we try to do like thank you cards, you know, obviously a personal phone call is obviously, you know, really cool sometimes for people to hear that.
Oh, yes.
Have you guys got on the board of like thank you cards for business, for customers and all that?
So we have it in the works to send those thank you cards and some Christmas cards,
right?
You know, at the end of the year, just to say a nice little thank you for staying with us.
Yeah, no, it's important. Who are some of your, what side of town is the biggest customers for you?
So right now it's going to be the north side, Oro Valley, and the east side.
Okay.
Yep.
You don't really do Green Valley or Sahuarita much?
We have a couple of customers, a handful of customers out there, but that's not the bulk of our business now.
So on a daily like trip for a technician, are you unfortunately having to go across town back and forth sometimes, or is it pretty nice to kind of get a good route?
Yeah, for the most part, we've been able to build our route schedule where we are in one geographical area for the day.
Right.
Obviously, some things come up midday that kind of throw a curveball at us.
Right.
And, you know, we might have to drive a little bit further than what we were intending to. But for the most part, we stay in the same area.
Right. And so if you, in a perfect world, you have one technician now, and ideally another one starting, what type of schedule are these people looking at?
We'll start early in the morning and then probably go till hopefully about noon.
Okay.
You know, the work that we're doing, we would like to get out of the sun as early as possible.
Right.
You know, during the peak of the summer. So that's the goal, is start early, get done by noon with the two-man team.
Okay. And would they each have their own vehicle?
Would ride together.
Oh, they would ride together. Okay. Yeah. And they would each have backpack sprayers?
Correct.
Is that how you operate?
Yes.
It's all backpack spray?
Yes.
No tank mounted trucks?
We have tanks in the truck. But that's where we get our product from.
Okay. So yeah, you use it as a storing, like a storage
Correct.
Holder.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do the same thing. We just recently got our second truck up and going, and it's been sitting around. The tank's been sitting there for a year. But same thing with you, right? New company, we were like, well, I'd rather have more customers than more sprayers.
Exactly.
So I just was using one truck as a more of a landscaping truck. And recently, we've been able to accomplish a lot with just one truck and one big trailer. And, you know, through all of our marketing efforts and referrals and hopefully giving good, you know, customer service, has been the reward of getting so many new spraying customers, to where I'm thinking, last month, we need to get this other truck going. And so we put the tank in. I still haven't hooked up the battery powered hose reeler in, you know, the hose reeler inner,
yeah,
right? I don't know what you call that. So I've literally been reeling up this 250 gallon hose.
Oh, wow.
By grabbing not a handle, but I'm grabbing the actual cylinder that spins, and I switch hands. You know, I got a golf tournament this week. I'm going to be ripped, dude.
Yes, you will.
But it feels good. So I'm like out there like, yeah, you know, I don't go to the gym. I don't work out. But who else is doing this?
Exactly.
Who's rolling up 250 foot of hose in three minutes? This guy, you know. And then I'm walking, right, because we're doing applications like you are. So we're walking the properties. And one thing that I want to bring up real quick that's super cool about your business and mine is those impromptu customers, right? The hey, Josh, you're spraying their house. What about mine, right? They're right next door.
Yep.
Hopefully the tank isn't empty because we're coming over there right away.
Yep.
You know, there's an easy phone call to be made to the next customer in line saying, hey, we're going to be about 25 minutes later than expected because we're going to make another $85.
Yep.
Right? And so like your service and mine, some of my services are pretty quick. What is an average time for you to be at a job site? Give us a standard home, not a custom thing, just a basic neighborhood home.
So the goal, we want to aim for about 15 minutes. So if we're anywhere between 15 to 25, then that's okay.
And are you doing a full treatment of the yard, or do you just do around the base of the house? How does it work?
So it's going to be around the perimeter, focusing on the foliage primarily, and then it is front yard and backyard, and then depending on the interior, we'll treat the foliage and the interior. We'll also treat the foundation of the home because, like we mentioned mentioned briefly earlier, is it not only will take care of mosquitoes, but it'll also take care of spiders, ticks, fleas, ants,
right,
scorpions, you know, the works. There's a list of like 65 different insects that it'll take care of.
One product.
One product.
Whole company is based on one product.
Yes.
The Mosquito Squad.
Yes.
That's amazing. Who created the product?
Mosquito Squad. It was started in 2005, and it's actually kind of a unique story. It started back east with a couple of guys who started a lighting company, an outdoor lighting company, and it was in Virginia. And they quickly found out when they were outside installing, after a job, they want to be there in the evening so they can see their work with the house lit up.
Right.
And they were just getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. And
looking at the end project.
Yeah, right. Looking at the end project, and they thought to themselves, there has to be a way to protect ourselves other than just dousing ourselves in a repellent.
Off.
Yeah, and putting DEET on our skin. And so they looked into it, and they found out that it didn't exist. There was no such thing as mosquito control in around the time of 2005. So they were actually the creators of mosquito control, and they started Mosquito Squad. And from there, it exploded.
That's awesome. So when you go to a backyard and they have, and you're doing a treatment and you see that they have like irrigation, do you just spray around the box? Would you do that? Or is that like something that you have the techs think about at all? Or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of areas that we definitely want to focus on. And one is where there's either moisture or the potential for moisture. So those areas are definitely things we're looking out for. A lot of homes we find have irrigation that either isn't installed properly or over time causes a buildup or it's leaking.
Right.
So we definitely want to focus on those areas, and then also any shaded areas as well.
Right. Does it hurt grass?
No.
No?
Nope.
Nope. Doesn't hurt plants?
Nope.
Wow. That's super cool. Mosquito Squad. Virginia.
It's a catchy name.
It is. When I was talking with my wife, I'm like, yeah, I saw that guy last year. It was at this thing, and she's like, yeah, no, it wasn't. And I'm like, yeah, it was. So what color are your trucks? Do you have your personal truck, and did you logo it up, or what's the deal there?
Yep, so they're it's green with you can't mistake it. It's got our, I guess you call it a mascot of some sort, Dread Skeeter. Dread Skeeter is kind of the face of the company.
Dread Skeeter?
Yep. So it's on our work trucks, and then yeah, I also have my personal truck.
Nice.
You know, with the wrap on it.
Nice. So I know you have a full-time job too. We're not going to talk about that, but I know you're working hard. You know what's your game time like? How do you fit this in with having a full-time job?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely rough. It's a juggle, but thankfully I have a lot of support, you know, with family, my wife. We are making it work, and it's going great.
And you have a little shop, right?
Yes.
You have a facility that you keep all your products at and all that good stuff?
Yep.
That's good. You hate to have a garage filled with things.
Yeah. You know, I've got four kids at home, so
yeah.
I want to have an offsite and my shop off of 22nd.
Okay, nice. So you're east side.
Yep.
So you're east side, but a lot of your customers are north side.
Correct.
I mean, that's... It is what it is. I guess our customers are all over the place.
Yep.
We have a job we're doing for a guy who he's in a wheelchair, and he installs these, like, you know, tring tracks for your home to take people that can't walk from the bed to the bathroom.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And from the bed to the sink and wherever, you know. So he's obviously taking advantage of his hand that was dealt, and he has this awesome property that he put like quarter minus gravel on. They got all firm so he can wheel around and his kids can ride their bikes, but the weeds just got out of control. And you know, so it was one of the biggest weed jobs we've ever had up until this point. And he's a great guy. You know, what a cool dude. He found us on Home Advisor, right, through Googling.
Okay.
And you know, he wanted to make sure that Home Advisor didn't get that lead fee, right? He called us personally rather than going through the Home Advisor loop.
Oh, that's
right?
Nice. Someone who knows how it works.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I had to tell him thank you and, you know, make sure he understands how much I mean it, right? Because,
yeah,
you know, 16 bucks every job is, you know, gets old, right? We've been lucky enough to have our Home Advisor leads on pause. You know, I don't know if you've done any type of lead providing services, but what we first did was Home Advisor and BNI, right? We did the BNI group, and that was great. We did a year in that, and you know, we've briefly spoken about it, and you know, it's obviously a very great resource for people that are new in business or old, but it's just a task, right? You have to really stay committed, yeah. And I would never have any regrets about doing it, but every week I don't have to go right now and I can do whatever I want. I feel good. I'm not going to lie. Much respect to the BNI. Anyway, so it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. My staff is off. We do 4 days a week, right? I was a golf course guy and I worked from the time I was 18 till, you know, 30. Every other weekend off, right? How much does that suck? You have to work 12 days in a row and then you have 2 days off.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible, right? So that was all I knew the first two jobs I had. And then I worked for a guy who, you know, was like, yeah, we should do the Friday, Saturdays off. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool too. But, you know, let's face it, people are still going to call in on that Sunday they have to work.
Yep.
Right? So I thought, how about, A, let's try not to spend as much money as we can on payroll, and B, let's give these people something to look forward to. Work one more day than you have off. What a concept. It's like an Australian mindset, right? Live to work, not work to live.
Exactly.
I saw this video one time about that, how the, you know, the Australian people, that's just such a huge thing, right? That they can't understand how Americans work so hard and so much, you know, and don't. Well, it's because we don't have a freaking beach around our lives.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like,
there's a lot less to do if you live in Virginia and there's mosquitoes everywhere. You want to go inside.
You want to stay inside, yep. Unless you call a mosquito squad.
Right. So, yeah. So, Thursdays for me, you know, over the last year are awesome, right? Because it's like once my crew gets to the shop and the trucks are locked up and it's like I still work on Fridays. You know, I go do a few spray jobs and, you know, new customer, whatever, acquisitions, marketing things, golf, right? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Haven't golfed on a Friday in a long time. But what type of week do you have, man? What's your day that you're like, woo, done?
So usually Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
Yeah, we'll go Monday through Thursday strong. Fridays is much slower. And then we'll have the weekends off, Saturday and Sunday.
And what type of... like a new customer gets a hold of you, what type of time frame? Obviously, we just talked about taking advantage of those quick customers, but let's say somebody calls you and, you know, they live in Green Valley and you got jobs scheduled on the north side all week. You know, what's your plan of action there? How do you, you know, fit it in?
You know, there have been many a times when we'll get those calls, those unique situations, and Saturday morning, you know, drive out there and say hello. You know, I like to meet as many new customers as I can, you know, just so one, I have that introduction, two, I can make sure that our delivery of what we do and the services we provide and the 100% satisfaction guarantee is relayed effectively to those new customers.
Right. And before I forget to ask, what is the service you offer? Is it monthly, bi-monthly?
We go out on a 3-week schedule. So every 21 days, our technicians will go out and we'll treat the property.
Okay.
Yep.
And so is it a price like, you know, between $50 to $100 or $75 to $150, or how do you break the price down to people?
So typically between $50 to $100, it all depends on the size of the property. So we go off of acreage. So depending on how big their property is, that's how we're going to structure our pricing.
And you charge monthly or per trip?
Per trip.
Per trip,
yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
Every 3 weeks, yeah.
Yep. The more we, I don't want to call it a mistake, but one thing that I'm, you know, they always, I'm going to kind of jump around. I get a lot of thoughts in my brain, dude, and I just want to say it all, right? But, you know, there's one thing that, if anything, I remember from a lot of people on internet, you know, whether it's Gary Vee or these successful business owners, right? It's like, pick your customers, right? Don't let your customers pick you. But, I mean, that could be taken a lot of different ways, but for what I'm getting at is, we're trying to dwindle down those customers that we don't get paid out each trip out. Because, you know, as I got started, people were like, yeah, hey, we want to get monthly maintenance and we have grass. And Well, you need to mow the grass twice a month, right? So you got to go out twice a month. Yeah. How much is it? It's this amount. We're trying not to do that. We're trying to either, A, it's going to be this much out per trip, rather than it's this much per month. They pay one time, we go twice. We're not really, you know, the passion's not there, right? Because it's now becoming like a, oh yeah, I got to remember to go do our second trip. Yep. For them.
You built a subscription.
Yeah. So the more I can avoid that, the more I can avoid potential problems, right? Because we're getting customers that we want rather than getting tasks that we're kind of trying to like not forget about.
Yeah.
Right. The more we can not forget about people, the better. And that's the scary thing for me is like, you know, like you said, right, go out on Saturdays. I mean, dude, the phone doesn't stop ringing. The phone just keeps ringing on Sundays, right? Sunday, 5 p.m., people are calling. It's like, don't you look at the Facebook, folks?
Right.
It says we're closed on the weekends. You know, look at the Facebook. No. So it's always funny to, you know, to see some people, like, we got this lead today. I had to reschedule on this lady, and she said, you know, that's totally fine because I only want to use you, Josh. And I'm like, how did you hear about me?
Yeah,
that's you know, perfect. For you to be so strong about your liking towards me. And she said, I just used Home Advisor and saw all the reviews. And I'm like, thank God for those people. And they put those reviews.
Exactly.
Because I am not a review person. I'm not doing surveys. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, this is not me, right? So for the people that are out there that do that, God bless you. And thank you for the ones that have given us a review, a good one. Do you guys have a Facebook? You do,
yep,
right?
We do.
And it's your personal one?
No, it's a business.
But I mean, like, it's not the corporate. It's like directed towards you, or how does that work?
So it's through corporate. It's from corporate,
okay.
But it's localized to the Tucson area.
So if somebody goes on the and sends a message, it'll just like link to you in a sense, or how?
No, so they would go to the Mosquito Squad Tucson Facebook page.
I see. Yeah. Okay. And then does your application result in a picture of any sort? Like, is there any type of like, cause you see our pictures on Facebook, right? It's like before and after. Well, is there a before and after effect?
No,
I guess no kids outside, kids outside.
Yeah, typically not. You know, it's an invisible barrier,
right.
So it's not like we can show.
There's no blue dye or anything.
Look at all the areas we treated today. You know,
so, right? Yeah. Okay, so it's an invisible service. Takes a lot of trust in the customer, right? That's obviously a big one. When I was working at the golf course, you know, I don't want to use any blue dye if I don't have to.
Yep.
I'm a really good applicator. I don't skip anything, but in my business, it makes a lot of sense to have some sort of color, right? So people can see and they maybe can avoid that. Hey, what about that spot? If it's blue, well, then you don't have to ask.
Yep. So I think for us, it's the before they called us, they were eaten alive, and then they go out in their backyard that evening and they kind of get a sigh of relief of, wow, we can actually stay out in our backyard.
Right.
You know, so that for us is kind of how they know, okay, yep, Mosquito Squad's been here. It's working. We love it.
That's cool.
Yep.
And so do you use some sort of like a CRM for your customers to give you a reminder? Because every 3 weeks, obviously, it comes quick.
Yep. We have a system that's provided from corporate.
Okay.
You know, that allows us to manage everything customer related.
Nice.
Yep.
Yep. That's obviously huge. We, you know, I'm obviously corporate offices, and we ran the business out of the world headquarters for a while, which is, you know, we're glad to have the mailman's mailbox free from there.
Yeah.
But, you know, things that maybe you were provided, we've tried to do our best to, you know, provide that for our staff and for our company. You know, we actually went out and had a company handbook written, like not just one from like some, you know, stereotypical, this is how employees are treated. We actually did it ourselves, had a lot of like, you know, custom literature in there based on what I think is, you know, makes sense, you know, for staff, for them to realize what they're giving, what they're getting, what's expected of them. But we also, you know, we're just super, I guess, proud and never stop working about our marketing efforts, right? We made those pop sockets, right? So have you seen our commercial on the TV?
I haven't. No.
You haven't?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we offer the pop sockets to all new customers. The staff has them on the trucks.
Well, right? I have to. What's a pop socket?
So the pop sockets are the things on the back of your phone, right? So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know you can like hold it to take a selfie.
Gotcha.
So we have them with little stickers that go on a car, so you can like use it your phone as a GPS rather than holding it or whatever. Just another option. So we just were thinking of ways to, you know, I hate to say it, but be the ghetto of landscaping, right? Like everybody knows that if ghetto gives flashlights.
Oh, there's a socket one.
Yeah, so pop sockets, right? Get yep. a pop socket from Poppy, obviously, is way better marketing than a flashlight.
Yep.
You know, flashlight doesn't rhyme with ghetto, but pop socket does rhyme with Poppy. And my daughter is a cute little girl. So, you know, things like, you know, how do these people on the crew know when they're getting in trouble, right? These whole like building blocks. Are you ready for that to have three or four people come in to work every day?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready. Well, I say I'm ready, but you know, that's yet to be seen.
Right. Now I know in the next several years, you're looking to do this full time, right?
Yep.
Yes. And that's because you're going to be retiring?
Yes.
Right? From the sheriff's department?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's, I guess, exciting, right? You can wake up every day and just know what you got to do rather than having other things to get done before you can get to doing what you have to do.
Yep.
When is the timeline?
Let's see. I think 7 years left.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got a little bit of time.
You got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of support from coworkers? Is the service needed among coworkers, do you think?
Not so much. You know, the typical customer for us or the more affluent, you know, usually about $100,000 or more household income.
Right.
So I don't find a lot of my coworkers needing the service.
Right. Yeah, we're lucky enough to do some bartering with a gentleman that was in our B&I group who does pest control, and it seemed to work. We had those sticky pads put down, and man, we caught some critters.
Yeah.
And thankfully, because we had our kids at the shop one day, and like a day before, we caught a scorpion.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, do you find that parents, people with families, are a big customer for you?
Absolutely. Yep.
They don't want those little kids walking in and jumping on Spidey.
Exactly.
So, what's next for the Mosquito Squad this week?
Treatments. Yeah.
Tomorrow's Friday. You got a bunch scheduled?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's warming up. So the phone's ringing and previous customers from last year that want to get started again, and new customers calling up.
So do you have contracts?
We never work with any contracts.
No contracts. That's
so
good.
They'll start service with us. They can cancel anytime for any reason. You know, we don't believe in kind of luring people and then trapping them into something right. that they can't get out of.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. And obviously that's probably encouraging for them because it is a luxury service.
Yep.
And you don't want to be trapped into something if you don't have to be.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you're saying that you work till 12, right? Ideally. So how many applications, you say 15 minutes, so you can get done maybe three an hour or maybe four if they're really close.
Yeah. It all depends on the routing, you know, for that day. So we're looking anywhere between probably 10 to 15, you know, in a full day's work.
Right. So I know I mentioned a little bit ago our commercial. We actually were lucky enough to be featured in this television show that comes on Fox 11 at 10 p.m. It was on last Saturday, and we're actually, the episode continues this Saturday. We do a yard cleanup with the host of the show. He plays a British gardener named Nigel Pendleton.
Oh, okay.
And he worked for the Royal Garden and for the Queen.
Wow.
And had a horrible accident, which got him, he lost his job. And he doesn't like to talk about it much, but it's really a funny show. And, you know, we I would definitely encourage you to record it and, you know, watch it on your own time. But it comes on at 10 p.m. on Fox on Channel 11.
Okay, perfect.
But every week, we have a commercial that airs. So do you guys have any marketing like that, out loud marketing, or is it just...
We haven't done any TV commercials, but we have been on the radio.
Okay. Yeah. And it's just like, I think I've heard it. It's been airing recently, right?
Yep.
Is it something you would do like right around this time of year, just because it's coming in, like you said, into the season?
Yep. Right now, and then May, June are really going to be the big months.
Okay. And so which radio stations did you have it run on?
With Cumulus.
Oh, so it's like 93.7 and stuff?
No, like Kim FM and
the other
big one in town.
Is that 99.5 and 94.9 or what?
No, 94.9 is their own.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it's Kim and...
Do you guys have a way of tracking those customers that see that lead, or do you ask them?
Like, yeah, we use call tracking for all of our marketing. You know, so we'll have different phone numbers for the different marketing pieces that we're putting out.
Did you have pretty good results from the radio airs?
We did. Nothing jaw-dropping.
Right.
But it did bring the customers in. So
that's cool.
You know, it's something that we'll continue.
And obviously a customer for you is ideally a customer for life potentially, right?
That's the goal, yes.
Does the customer ever have is it ever go up from every 3 weeks, or is it always every 3 weeks?
So it depends. Some properties, depending on the type of problem that they're having, it could be more often, you know, and that's a discussion that I would have with the homeowner.
Right.
You know, if they have a neighbor that has a green pool and it's just breeding mosquitoes.
Right.
You know, we do offer a platinum service, which is going out every 2 weeks.
Okay.
It is very rare. Typically for most homes, we're able to control it with just a 3-week service.
Okay. Nice. And so is there anything that, you know, when you go out to a home, like dogs, you know, pets, is there anything that people have to worry about?
Yeah, the only thing that we ask is that when we are treating the property, that all people and pets are indoors, and then we'll treat the property, and then we ask for 30 minutes for the product to dry. And okay. Then once the product is dry, people, pets can go back outside and enjoy the yard like they normally would.
Does it have any smell?
No smell.
No smell? Just a blank, and it's just water mixed with this product, or is it a straight?
Yep.
Okay.
Just a water mixture.
Nice. Does it clog up your tank?
Nope.
It's pretty good?
Yeah.
Is it a liquid?
It's a liquid, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah.
I've dealt with a lot of mixing of products, fertilizers over the years, and I tell you what,
yeah.
The easy ones are obviously the best ones to use. If you can get results with them, even better.
Yep. There's been a lot of trial and error from corporate, you know, doing this for so many years,
right,
that they've kind of developed a system, you know, change the product over time to improve it, to get better results. So
the spray tank that you have in your truck, is that something that corporate provides too?
No.
Okay.
They provide direction on what to do and what manufacturers to go with.
Right.
But it's nothing that is a requirement for us to have.
How many gallons is it?
100-gallon tank.
100-gallon tank.
Yeah.
And do you have a hose reel hooked up to it?
No.
No. You don't need it?
Nope.
You just have a little like a little hose?
Yep.
Okay.
Just to dispense into our backpacks.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of backpacks do you use?
The best way to describe it is think of a leaf blower.
Right.
And it's a leaf blower with a tank on the back that has the product, and it's blowing the air plus the product out,
okay,
and it's dispensing the product.
So you have to pull it?
Yeah, like, it's gas-powered.
Holy cow. I've always wanted to use those.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's what they spray trees and stuff with, I think,
yeah,
like fertilizer and, you know, pest control on trees.
Exactly.
So how far does it go?
So they've been rated at 50 feet.
50 feet?
50 feet. And, you know, it obviously depends on the wind conditions. And
what
and
brand is it? Is it Solo?
The terrain. There's many different brands. I use Steel.
Steel,
okay. Yeah, but there's many different brands that other companies use.
Right on. Yeah, the only reason I ask is because you're not pumping.
No.
It's running on gas. So you're kind of loud,
yeah,
when you're rocking and rolling. People can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we... You know, obviously, when I was working at the golf course before we started this company, I bought this sweet backpack sprayer. It was like 5 gallons, weighed like 65 pounds, right? So, you know, nobody wants to wear it, that you fall over. So I had this in my cart, and I'm spraying weeds, and I'm thinking to myself, this is before I even was doing this as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, if I had two of these, I could kill it. you know, I could make a lot of money doing this because this battery is going forever. You know, so right when we got started, I bought two of those sprayers, but I got the 4.5 gallon ones because it's a little more doable, it fits better in the truck. And soon after I bought those, they actually stopped making that big, you know, it was a 6 gallon backpack sprayer.
That could be heavy.
It's heavy, man. So we use, you know, their Solo, this is the brand, and they have a little 9-volt battery in them. And we simply ideally use our 100-gallon tank to fill the product since it's the same dilution rate. It just makes it super simple.
Yeah.
And if we have a customer with a lot of flowers, a lot of plants, if it's kind of breezy, it's nicer to use, you know, something that's a little more controlling than, you know, we have pretty much the same thing as your backpack sprayer, gas-powered sprayer that's blasting it out super, you know, at high speeds. So, yeah, it was super important for me to be like, if I need a backpack sprayer, I need to have the best one there is. We also use them to spray green paint on grass, right? Because some people don't put the winter seed down.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. So through my, we did a Facebook Live video a while back. Through my golf course experience, I know that if you don't overseed or if you do put the winter grass down, you can make it look even better by putting this turf pigment out that's like totally bio-friendly, pet-friendly. And it's an expensive product, but because it comes in 5-gallon jugs, but the dilution rate is super simple. And, you know, with these backpack sprayers with no pumping, I can just go spray a backyard and it's nice and even. Because when you're pumping, it's great pressure at first. And then, you know, unless you keep going, it dwindles down. So to be able to have that, you know, effective application throughout, whether it's spraying for weeds or spraying green paint on grass, it's obviously encouraging to know that, you know, you have something that's going to work.
Yeah. Now, does that stain your gear that you use too?
The green paint?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So typically we'll use like rubber boots that you get from Home Depot.
Yeah.
And just, you know, when the applicator gets out of the car, they get on two pairs of gloves. We keep the gloves in the truck, hop out, put the boots on while you have your gloves on, go and either mix up or ideally we're already mixed up, right? And we go spray the house, come back, take your boots off, then take your gloves off, fill out our application sheet that we leave with the customer, right? And move on to the next. One of the things I try to always focus on and do is what's called a lean strategy. And it's, have you ever heard of that?
No.
So it's Toyota uses it in their factories. It's called Toyota Lean. And it's an effort to make everything just automatic, right? Like when you're done with a wrench, put it back here, right? Well, I learned that from the owner of 49er Country Club, right? That's who told me about this because he wanted our maintenance facility and the whole thing to be run smoother, right? When there's something wrong or something runs out, you buy more. Simple mindset. Well, I thought, how am I going to make the most money by doing the simple service, right? By providing the strategy before you get out, you get your gloves. You know, that simple statement that I just said, like it should be repetitive and never be different, because if it is, that means other things are going on that shouldn't be, right?
Exactly.
We try to, with our techs, you know, right now we have one technician out and myself that go out and spray, and we start them off at an hourly rate. But ideally, how I want to move this person and future people that work with us in the spray tech position, I want to give them an incentive to go fast. I want to give them 8 jobs and pay them 10 hours and they get done in 7.
Yep.
Have a great day. I hope nobody calls, right? Because if they do, then we're going to have to rethink this and maybe go back to just paying you by the hour. And hey, where's the incentive there?
Yep.
There isn't one, you know? So I'm trying to think of ways to, A, get things done quickly, but right, and incentivize the people that are doing it because they're going to get paid more for their time than they actually worked.
Yep.
Right. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great philosophy.
Right.
I know if it was me, I would want to get the job done as quick as possible.
Right.
And as best as possible and go home and sit on the couch.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, that finding out how other weed control businesses run their business is so different than how I started and am running this one. Most companies out there offering weed control, from what I've heard from a new customer we acquired, are not promoting anything but every month service, right? And I know you have an every month service, and I'm not trying to knock any of that, but for weeds, it doesn't seem like you would want somebody to come out every month to handle the weeds.
Yeah, why are you going to spray my weeds if I don't have weeds?
Yes. You know, how do you, you know, and so I think by simply offering a service that's A, encouraging for the customer by only seeing us twice, maybe three times a year, it's more like it's an easier sale. Sure, the monthly fee is like $25-$30, but me as a business owner, because we're dealing with so a variety of services offered, you know, whether it's landscaping, hardscapes, weed control, you know, we don't want to, again, get ourselves into those situations where we're forgetting or, you know, we're losing, a customer's losing importance, right? And so I just thought that, man, yeah, why wouldn't anybody want to pay three times a month or a year opposed to every month, you know? So hopefully people hear this and they are like, yeah, Josh, you know, they go to my website and the phone starts ringing and, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense. I don't use a landscaper very often, but I did several months ago and I was forgotten.
Right.
You know, and this was just a one-time thing,
right,
where, hey, they said they would be here and I'm sitting there sending text messages. Hey, I thought you were going to come.
Right.
And, you know, I had to follow up several different times before they were like, oh yeah, we'll be there, you know, at 6 a.m. on this
right.
day, before they actually showed up. So
yeah, it's hard, man. I mean, behind every great business is just some regular dude or woman,
yeah,
running it, trying to go to bed at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely that, how important is it to follow up with those people, right? And am I perfect? No. Have I let people down? Yeah. Have I said sorry? I hope so.
Yep.
You know, that's all I can do is, you know, whether you have a bad occasion with the customer, all you can try to do is win them over with who you are. And if you're a good person, then that'll work itself out.
They'll see. Yeah, they'll see it. They'll be able to notice it.
We've had a handful of customers that, you know, they weren't, I would say maybe they weren't mad, but, you know, maybe they had some expectations that weren't met or whatever it was, which is understandable. And, you know, we try our best to go out and just tell the person that was in front of them that, hey, we're going to be about 25 minutes late.
Yep. I think it's the communication. As long as you communicate, that for the most part, they're okay with it.
So you're saying it's the season for mosquito control. You're welcoming new customers. Do you guys offer any specials throughout the year or any type of service that would come at a discounted rate?
Yeah, we do. For our new customers, we always offer an introductory rate.
Right.
So if they're a half acre or less property, it's a $49 introductory.
Okay.
And then if they're over a half acre to an acre, then it's $59 introductory.
Okay. So that's the per 3 week fee.
Correct.
Right. And so then you're just simply, since you're no contracts, you're just simply following up with them. In about 2.5 weeks, roughly?
Yeah, so when we sign up new customers, we let them know that we will be coming out every 3 weeks, and we don't offer any contracts or we don't require any contracts. So they'll go for the 3 weeks, you know, week after week, and then if something comes up, you know, a lot of times we'll have customers that call and say, hey, you know what, I love your service, but now's just not a good time financially,
right?
You know, and I think that's the benefit of not having contracts, is if I was a company that required contracts, they get into a financial hardship, you know, they either have to break the contract or,
right,
you know, or suffer and pay,
right?
You know, so we do have those customers that will suspend service. And then once they kind of recover from the situation that they're in, they'll call us and say, hey, I'm ready to start up again.
Well, yeah. You know, if you're a good person in negative times, people can see that. And when they're ready to go, they will. I actually got a phone call today from a customer that we had, got it from a friend of mine who's a member at 49er Country Club, and we would go and spray this property, and, you know, twice a year. And we had just recently went over to this place and did like a free spot spray, right? Because I was driving by it and I saw that there was some weeds growing, and our 6 month service was going to be due for, like, you know, this week or next. Mm-hmm. And this was probably like 3 weeks ago. I just went on my own and I had a new technician start. And so I figured it would be a good day to do a little training, right? Yeah. Just drop her off and you know, see what she can do. Right. So we did that. And then, last week I made the phone call, you know, hey, just following up to see if you guys want the service again. And I got a phone call today from some guy who said that, you know, there's a gentleman that's affiliated with them, that owns a company that's going to do it for free. And I said, well, hey, you know, that's awesome.
Perfect.
You know, good for you. You know, I thank you for everything that you've given us. And he started going off about, yeah, you know, last time this happened and, you know, it didn't work out because we got forgotten about and we weren't an important. So, and I'm not part of the whole deal that chooses anymore. And I'm like, hey, you know, it's okay.
Yep.
It's all right. If and when they don't do a good job, if you want to use our service again, this is my phone. I'm going to answer it. Thanks a lot. And so I have no doubt in my mind that I'll probably spray this property again in my life.
Yep, they'll be calling you.
But I guess I am glad now that it's they turned into a customer that's going to be coming for me opposed to somebody that I need to be going after.
Correct.
Right? They're coming towards me, so I don't have to worry about forgetting about them.
Yep.
They told me don't come back.
Yeah.
So I'm not coming back. You call me.
Until they call you, yeah.
All right. Agadiac. Don't talk back. Anyway. So, Robert, tell me a little bit more about how people can find you. Websites, Facebook is mosquitosquad.com/Tucson, or is that the website?
So, the website is mosquitosquad.com/Tucson. We're on Facebook. It's at Mosquito Squad Tucson. And then we're on Instagram, Mosquito Squad of Tucson.
And these, do you have like some wicked mosquitoes on there? Like some up close personal pictures of mosquitoes? I would do that if I was.
You know, when we go out, we primarily go out during the day, and the mosquitoes are you don't find them out during the day for the most part. So we actually don't see a lot of mosquitoes. That's a question we get all the time. Like, oh my gosh, you guys go into these mosquito infested areas and you just see swarms. For the most part, we don't. You know, because they're on the underneath side of that foliage. And, you know, that's a common myth that people have, is that mosquitoes feed on our blood. It's not true. Only the female mosquito is the one that bites you, and she just needs a protein in our blood to lay her eggs. So the male mosquito and female mosquitoes, they'll actually feed on plants. You know, so during the day, they're on the underneath side, they're feeding, they're staying out of the sun. They hate the sun.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of the techniques that we use and the training that we give to our technicians. We train them to know where the mosquitoes will be in that yard. So we don't see them, we just kill them.
Right. You know, real quick, where do people go to get mosquito training? Do they go to Mosquito Squad? Is that the only place to get it? I mean, because I've never had any mosquito training in all my years of CEUs and all that.
You know, they're for the customers, you know, not for licensed technicians, but for customers, they can actually go to our website, and we do offer tips on how to help control mosquitoes in their own yard without the need for service. You know, and we teach people, it's the 7 T's, tip, toss, turn, tarps, take care, team up, and treat. So tip is look at your yard. Do you have any standing water? Tip it out, dump it out. Toss, do you have grass clippings? You know, this is kind of with your business, this is where we kind of find a correlation where if they don't take care of their yard, they have grass clippings that are piled up and they just haven't had maintenance done in a while. Get rid of it, toss it out, turn it over. If you have toys in your yard, that's really the biggest culprit. People leave like dump truck for, you know, the toy, the Tonka trucks.
Right.
And they just, you know, it rained a few days before, that standing water is just sitting there. Tarps, people have tarps over boats or grills. Just the little dips in the tarps can accumulate enough water to breed mosquitoes.
Right.
And to kind of put it in perspective, a bottle cap worth of water is all a mosquito needs to lay eggs. So not very much water,
right?
You know, so you kind of have to look and evaluate your property and get rid of all of the spots for standing water. Next, take care of your yard. If you have gutters that are clogged, obviously a big culprit. As soon as it rains, you're going to have standing water in your gutters. The next T is team up, which is talk to your neighbors. You know, if your neighbors, like I mentioned earlier, have a swimming pool that's green, that's just breeding mosquitoes, it's going to be a problem.
Right.
You know, so talk to your neighbors and tell them, hey, let's work together, get rid of standing water and help the neighborhood. And then the last T, obviously, we have to throw in there is treat. Call the professionals.
Right.
Call Mosquito Squad. You know, if you've done everything, all the other 6 T's, and you still have mosquitoes, then it's time to call in the pros and we'll take care of it for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. 7 T's?
7 T's, yeah. and that's, you know, that's on our website. That's kind of some education that we provide to customers if you know, if they're not going to use our service, at least they can do things on their own.
Right. Yep. So provide value, get the results.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, folks, if you got mosquitoes, you know who to call. Mosquito Squad. Go to their website, mosquitosquad.com/Tucson.
I think it's a forward slash. One of the slashes.
One of them. They'll find you.
You'll get there.
It'll send you to Google, and then it'll say, you mean this? And you'll say, yes.
Yep.
Click it. Done. And then if you, you know, when you're done reading the seven T's, you can go over to, you know, look at the seven P's at Poppy, the three P's at Poppy Yard Solutions. No, it was good to have you on the show today, Robert. Thanks for your time. Make sure you guys visit our website at poppyyards.com. Tune in on Saturday, Fox 11, 10 o'clock at night, the open house show. And thanks again. Have a great day.